It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Holy smoke! Holy moly! Holy mackerel! Now you know that I am worked up about something.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. You're awfully worked up. What's up?
It's a Sunday morning. I gotta get worked up about this.
Usually we like to have a calm Sunday morning around here, but how did you get so worked up about this, Ann?
I was having dinner with a group of colleagues from the university, one of whom used the expression holy moly, and then looked at me and said, I use that expression all the time. I am the holy moly person. Where does holy moly come from? This use of holy is what the Oxford English Dictionary calls the trivial use of holy. So holy moly, holy smokes, is what we use to show we're surprised, we're horrified, concerned, amazed. And this starts to happen in the 19th century in English, this trivializing use. And one of the first examples is holy horror.
Holy horror?
Yes. And the examples, I thought, I don't think I'd ever say that. But then some of the examples are things like, we threw up our hands in holy horror.
Holy cow.
Holy cow. We'll come back to holy cow. In the mid-19th century, you get Holy Joe, which was a reference to any religious leader.
Oh, I've never
heard
that.
Was Holy Joe. Holy Willie. That one even goes a little bit earlier, was a hypocritically pious person.
Holy Willie.
Holy Willie. And then a holy terror. Now, that's one that I can still use. You can describe a person as a holy terror.
Usually children, I think.
Often children for me. That's, again, late 19th century. Then we get a series of these euphemistic expletives. This would be the sort of holy smoke, holy cow set. An early one of these is Holy Moses. In the 19th century. And there's a good chance that some of the other ones are ways to avoid saying Holy Moses or something like Holy Mackerel.
Oh, yeah.
Which shows up in the late 19th century. The theory is that that was to avoid saying Holy Mary.
Oh, my.
So you would say Holy Mackerel. Instead of saying Holy Moses, you could say Holy Moly or Holy Smokes.
Yes.
And you'll see that they still have the same vowel. They have that M. In the mid-20th century, we get Holy Toledo.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
And that seems to get popularized through baseball. And another one that gets popularized through baseball is Holy Cow.
Here we go. Harry Carey.
Holy Cow!
Harry Carey. This shows up in the early 20th century. There's been question about, is this about holy cows and Hinduism? Most linguists, I looked at Michael Quinion saying, probably not. It seems to be, again, this sort of expletive, you can put whatever word you want after holy. Harry Carey, the baseball announcer for the St. Louis Cardinals, Cubs, White Sox, and A's, used, that was his trademark, was holy cow. It was then picked up by Phil Rizzuto, often associated with baseball. And then, of course, you have Robin from Batman and Robin.
You know, mine are never that clean, but I'm glad that someone's are.
And he had the expression was, holy something, Batman, what do we do now? And there are wonderful websites with all the things that Robin would put there.
Holy banana splits, holy Marconi, holy mackerel, holy smoke, holy float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, holy weird riddles, holy damsel in distress,
holy ravioli, holy armadillo, holy homework, holy eggshells. That Robin would just put whatever he wanted after the holy.
Holy eggshells. We're going to have to wrap it up with that. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.